Breakfast with Crossy.
It is Crossy here this morning on the Kicks Country Brekkie Show, and joining me here in the studio are the girls from Vixens of Fall. G'day, girls. How are we?
Oh, super well. How are you?
You're looking happy.
Always.
Feeling pretty content these days, that's for sure.
That's good. Yep. Well, one of you is expecting as well.
Expecting?
Well, yeah.
And I'm just the vessel.
Nina's the vessel. We just went over this.
You don't need to do the hard yards, but you get to have the fun.
Absolutely.
Actually, I've been getting sympathy pains, and like if I feel sick, I'll be like, oh, I don't feel well. And he's like, no, that I'm like,
that's it.
Actually, she knows more than me. Both of them know more than me. I always get like random TikToks, particularly about pregnancy and everything. So I'm learning through them.
You're welcome.
And I'm the one that should actually probably know more. But you know, whatever.
You'll do it in the night.
Yeah.
She'll take over from there. It's
yeah.
Like, wing it. That's
wing
what
it.
We do.
Yeah. Wing it. White House, wing it. So that's just what will happen.
So we know what you got up to during COVID-19 lockdown.
Yeah.
What about the rest of you girls?
Nothing really changed for me. I was working in retail, and the boutiques actually closed down for a couple of months, but I was luckily enough to go and work at the head office, so nothing changed.
Well,
I had 4 days of no job, and I was like, oh my gosh, time to myself. Just kidding. So,
yeah, I've just been at the hospital. I work at doing admin part-time, so that was me. I'm essential in everyone's life.
And apparently I am too. I don't know how that worked out.
Yeah. People need to listen.
Yes. People need the music if they can't get it live.
Yeah. We're all pretty lucky that we still have to do our day jobs, I suppose, and I'm still teaching. I mean, well, for now.
Yeah.
Maternity leave is encroaching.
Around the corner.
Encroaching.
It's almost here.
Probably not.
Yeah. Let's just go with it. If you say something confidently enough, people won't doubt you. They'll just think, oh, that person.
Say it with conviction.
Yeah.
Conviction.
At confident, no one will question it.
The countdown's on, 12 weeks, and I'll be that's all I have of school. So that's pretty great.
Nice. What about music-wise?
Right.
You guys seem to be getting better and better, I guess, with your music.
Thank you. Every song
seems to be like an improvement on the last. How you feel like where things are going at the moment? You seem to be pretty comfortable.
We are very, very happy. You know, last year was a big year for all the musicians, as we know, and the industry in itself. But we really took the opportunity to just sit back and create as much as we could. And we've had fabulous opportunities from many people who
believe in us.
Yeah, and we are so thankful for that. And of course we did our EP with the wonderful Michael Moko. And then from there we've been able to work with Gina Jeffries and Rod McCormack, and we wrote The Long Game and our next single with Sam Gay and Tempe Thompson from Nashville. And that was
experience itself.
An incredible moment that we were just like, is this actually happening for us? Because being a band, we were never going to be a band. This was never a thing for us. We're all in different trajectories in life. And just having the opportunity is just like,
wow,
gobsmacking.
Mm. So this new song,
Break It Easy.
Break It Easy, that's right.
That, it's pretty... Yeah, it's pretty
She's
funky
groovy.
Enough. Yeah, she is groovy. It's pretty much based on just being wary about going into a new relationship, I suppose. And, you know, when you have had your heart broken and you're a little bit, you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to really venture into this. And then you sort of just start to let yourself, but you've still got your guard up. And as we were writing it, I actually realized that it kind of resonated with me quite strongly about my husband now, I suppose. And I had a moment when I first met him where I just didn't like him, and I thought he was a bit of a so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, get over yourself. But then I just got out of a relationship that was not so great. And so it made me wary, and I was like, oh, do I let him like have my heart? And I was always like, oh, look, if you don't want to be together, then that's cool. Just let me know now. And so that's sort of the path that we ended up going down. You know, if you want to break my heart,
break it easy.
Don't be too Just let me know.
Be nice about it.
It'd be fine. I won't let myself get any further into this, you know?
Cool. Yeah. Well, I look forward to having... I haven't actually had to listen to it yet. I only just got it. So we're going to play it for the first time. We're going to listen to it soon. But what about shows-wise? Are they starting to come back for you guys? I know you've been on the road with Melody Moko and things like who was in here recently.
So
yes.
Exciting.
Oh, that was such a fantastic experience. And we're so honoured because she's one of our... idols,
I
guess.
People, and our family.
Our people and our friend, and we're very...
Jeez, imagine if she was in the room.
I know.
She might not be able to get out of here, her head be so big.
Not just the belly.
But having that opportunity to play a show and open for someone that you admire so much is just incredible, and we're thankful. And we've got a few gigs coming up now But thankfully, everything's getting back to it. You know, we had so many gigs last year that were cancelled, and, you know, they're in the pipeline. We've got one on the 27th of February, and then they just keep going.
Yeah.
Coming in March.
Exciting.
I can't remember off the top of my head. Baby brain, guys. Don't get mad.
Well, I'm sure there's a place to go online to find out those
dates.
Yes,
absolutely. Instagram, Facebook.
Because who's in a car writing these things down now, yeah. I imagine.
Right.
But you are going to be, hopefully, plenty of shows, festivals, all that kind of stuff in 2021 into 2022. But let's play the new song, Vixens of Fall. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kix.